I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Employees at the State Capitol complex are advised to continue their normal work routine after initial tests showed a possibility of Legionella bacteria in the water system. A memo went out Monday night to employees letting them know Legionnaire's disease cannot be spread person to person or by drinking contaminated water. Henry Haupt is a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, which oversees the Capitol complex. He says it's important to have open communication with everyone who works there.
What we have tried to do with the Secretary of State and in partnership with the Illinois Department of Public Health is we wanted to be proactive, aggressive, out in front, and communicate.
Additional test results will come out in 2 weeks. These will confirm if the bacteria found can sicken people. Until then, it is recommended employees and visitors wash their hands with a small stream of water, as well as turn off any nebulizers or humidifiers. The Illinois Department of Public Health has advised the Secretary of State to develop a water management plan and create a team to reduce risk. In other news, AARP Illinois is ramping up efforts to educate voters before they head to the polls. Sam Dunklow has more.
AARP spokesman Ryan Grunenfelder says the group's nearly 2 million Illinois members consistently turn out to the polls. He says AARP's new report on the voting records of state lawmakers is at the center of an effort to make sure those voters, quote, make a decision for themselves.
We know our members vote. We know that people over 50 vote, and they need to be educated, and they want to be educated on these issues that are important to them.
The report details where lawmakers have stood on the group's legislative priorities, like utility rate regulation and state health care for senior citizens. Early voting in Illinois begins in about 2 weeks. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
A new lawsuit alleges Governor Bruce Rauner held meetings about his personal wealth while in office, despite his pledge to follow blind trust procedures. The lawsuit, made public Tuesday, says the venture capitalist turned governor was unhappy about his cut of a $67.5 million settlement reached with a former investment partner. Lawyers for Harold Kip Kirkpatrick III say Kirkpatrick and Rauner met to discuss the matter, including a meeting on the patio of the governor's mansion in Springfield. These meetings occurred after the Republican said, upon taking office, he was putting his investments into a blind trust to avoid a conflict of interest. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU educators took to the stage at the Varsity Center for the Arts yesterday as a panel hosted by the Shawnee Green Party talked about the future of SIU. All of the panelists were opposed to Chancellor Carlo Montemagno's restructuring proposal, but Associate Professor of History Natasha Zaretsky says she wouldn't be opposed to reorganization if it were done more slowly and with a specific purpose. The Carbondale Chamber of Commerce submitted a letter to the panel. It supports Chancellor Montemagno's plans for change. Health providers are encouraging the public to attend a town hall meeting today in Carbondale that focuses on addiction. The event is scheduled for the SIU Student Health Center's auditorium. One of the panelists is Dr. Aaron Newcomb of Shawnee Health Service, who says one of the problems with the opioid crisis is that only a small percentage of sufferers actually get help.
Literally, patients with opiate addiction, only 10% of them get treatment.
There'll also be training available for people who want to learn how to use naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. That program is scheduled for 5 o'clock today. You can learn more at WSIUnews.org. A former Southern Illinois doctor has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for attempted kidnapping of the Saline County prosecutor. According to Saline County court records, Judge Walden Morris yesterday sentenced Brian Burns of Harrisburg. He was convicted in May.